Okay, I was away for Christmas Day itself, so I missed hearing what people got for Christmas. And so my first question for you all today is what you got for Christmas, and in particular, what your best present was. Now, try and resist the opportunity to be rude to anybody who might have given you the sort of worst present by mentioning that. We want to hear the best present that you got for Christmas. Anybody willing to share their best present with me and with everybody else? Any candidates for the best present you got? I've obviously got my own up here, but that would be spoiling it to share it now. So any best presents? Anybody willing to share some information? Doesn't need to be somebody that young. Could be somebody very mature. We got a best present being held up by Josephine, which is what?
A torch.
A torch. Excellent. Very intelligent. Someone who's been given a torch specially to prevent health and safety problems here at Emmanuel. Any other best presents that people got? We've got a can. Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. Your best present was?
Everything.
Everything. That is a very diplomatic answer. I like that. Everything was your best present. Any other best presents? Brilliant. Oh, it's a long way round. Best presents here from Hermione. Yeah. Oh, nope.
Okay, I think my sister's best present was a little tatty teddy, and you can warm it up in the microwave and then, like, hot water bottle.
A bear you can kill in your own microwave. Any other presents here? Brilliant, thank you. What's your best present? A lot of spokesmen on behalf of others today.
A little dog.
A little dog. Brilliant, which will last longer than just for Christmas. Okay, I have my best present up here, and it is incredibly exciting. It is this. It is a bedside lamp, which clips on. Isn't that exciting? That is the best Christmas present that I've almost ever had, that I bought for myself, quite sadly, this Christmas. And the reason it was such a good present was that it was exactly what Edshaw needed, because Edshaw moved house halfway through this year, and by my bed there has been no lamp for at least 6 months. Which means that my favourite activity of bedtime reading has been sort of out of bounds, impossible, because I've not had a bedside lamp. But then, just before Christmas, I bought myself this lamp. And it was indeed my best Christmas present. Thankfully, or hopefully, none of my family listened to these sermons online. If they do, I'll just be rude. Now, moving on from the presents that we just talked about, let's think about the best present all of us got at Christmas, and that is, of course, the essential gift of forgiveness, which we're going to be thinking about for a few moments now. Forgiveness. Our Creator God wonderfully, amazingly, very graciously forgetting everything that we've done wrong. Just like that. God forgetting the things that you've said and done, the things that I said and done that are wrong. Both the things we've done that are wrong towards Him, and the thing that we've done, things that we've done that are wrong towards others too. And that's better than my bedside lamp, because it's something that we all need desperately. Desperately. The gift of forgiveness. For if we just think about back over the Christmas holidays for a moment, we've all been busy, haven't we? We've all been busy doing, thinking wrong things so often, haven't we? So although we don't often do sort of public confession here at Emmanuel, I thought, you know, New Year, let's try something new, and let's try a bit of public confession. So what I want us to do is, I want you to put up your hand if, over the Christmas break, you have eaten too much. Who here has eaten too much over Christmas? Only put your hand up if this is genuinely the case, if you've eaten too much, quite a few of us. Okay, hands down. Who, over the Christmas period, has said something that upset someone else? Okay? You're not allowed to sort of point out that somebody else should be putting their hand up. This is supposed to be sort of free will confession. Okay, put your hands down. Who here has thought something that they shouldn't have over Christmas? Okay, hands down. And who here, to be honest, has forgotten the Lord Jesus, even as we were celebrating his birthday? Forgotten the Lord Jesus, even as we were celebrating his birthday. Thank you. Do put your hands down. Sad thing is, isn't it, that we have all said and thought and done wrong things just over the Christmas break, at a part of the year when perhaps we should be doing our best. Actually, we so often do our worst. And that's why we all need, that's why we all need it. The best of all presents, the gift, the essential gift of forgiveness. Our Creator God forgetting all the things that we've done wrong towards him and towards other people. But how do I know that I got this gift of forgiveness? My mum, rather embarrassingly, still writes lists of all the presents we've been given so that we can write thank you letters. There's still this sort of state where my mother says, you've opened something without me putting it down on my list. And I try and point out that I'm 33, but that has no bearing on the situation. She's still making a list of the things I got and who I've got to thank. But I don't think on that list is forgiveness from God. And certainly when I went looking underneath the Christmas tree at my parents' house on Christmas Day, there was no present addressed to Ed from God. And I opened it up and sort of forgiveness went everywhere. So how do you know that you got the gift of forgiveness this Christmas? Would you want to pick up a Bible from the table in front of you or from the seat or underneath the seat or on the seat, wherever it's got to? And if you want to turn to Matthew chapter 1, that would be really, really helpful. Matthew chapter 1. It's page 681, 681 of the church Bibles. 681. Now, the verse we're going to look at comes towards the chapter, end of a chapter that we all know very well. The angel of the Lord, God's special messenger, has just appeared to Joseph and has just told Joseph that Mary, his betrothed wife, is about to have a baby. If you don't know the story, listen out next Christmas for the details. Then in verse 21, if you want to look down there, this is the verse we're going to look at today. We hear the angel say this to Joseph. She, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Because it's so short, let me read it a second time. She, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, names. Who knows what their name means? Anybody here know what their name means? We have some candidates, people that are... Timothy, what does it mean?
Honourer of God.
Honourer of God, very good. Okay, what does your name mean?
Brightness.
Remind me of your name.
Helen,
that's right. Sorry, mind blank there for me. Who else can tell me what their name means? Annabelle means?
Beautiful woman,
excellent. Beautiful gift. There's a disagreement to the Brown family as to what it actually means. Nicholas means?
From the Greek meaning victor of the people, he is strong in both mind and body with great motivation and drive, a hard worker. That's it.
Okay, I love the key rings. They never say anything rude about your name, do they? It's basically the same meaning for every single name, but we'll pretend that, Nicholas, that's all really about you. Okay, any other names with meanings? Paul, what does Paul mean?
Little big man.
Strangely accurate. And Kenny, or Kenneth, I really like yours, so please share it with us all.
It means handsome, born of fire.
How about that? That's enough. That's very exciting. Edward apparently means rich guardian, which obviously is not true. But that's what my name means. What about Jesus? Well, wonderfully, and you'll see this down in the footnotes in the NIV, if you've got very good eyesight, Jesus' name means the Lord, God, saves. And unlike many of those sort of meanings for our names, that is true, isn't it? Jesus was given a name that is absolutely true about him, totally true about what he came to do. Jesus was to give Mary's son the name Jesus because, says God's messenger, says the angel, he will save his people from their sins. He will bring them forgiveness for all the wrong things they'd done to God, all the wrong things they'd done to other people too. That's exactly why Jesus came to earth at Christmas, isn't it? That's why he gave himself to us at Christmas, to save his people from their sins, to give us exactly what we needed, God's forgiveness. And that is really good news, isn't it, to be reminded of right at the start of 2011, right at the beginning of a new year, isn't it? As we look back into 2010, or as we just think about the Christmas break that has just ended, we remember that we ate too much. We remember that we said plenty of things that upset other people. We remember that we thought loads of things that we shouldn't have. We remember that we forgot about the Lord Jesus time and time and time again. As we remember all of that, the good news that this verse reminds us of at the beginning of 2011 is that because of Jesus, because Jesus gave himself to his people, we can be his forgiven people. Our Creator God will amazingly, wonderfully, graciously forget all the bad things that we've ever done if we ask him to. He's given us, hasn't he? Exactly what we needed for Christmas. And what's even more wonderful about this gift is that it isn't like my bedside lamp. You know, all the best presents are the presents you actually buy for yourself. No, the present that Jesus gives us at Christmas is a present that Jesus bought for us. That Jesus gave everything to buy for us. By coming to earth to save his people for their sins. By dying for you. By dying for me on the cross. And then rising again on the third day. And so as we start 2011, it'd be great, wouldn't it, to ask our Father God in heaven to forgive us for all those things we would love him to forget from 2010, for all those things we would love to forget from 2010. And then it'd be wonderful, wouldn't it, just to thank him for the gift of forgiveness, the essential gift that you and I so desperately need, brought for us by Mary's Son, by the Lord Jesus. I'm going to do that by using the words under the heading saying sorry on your service sheet. So do you want to find your service sheets if you put them down? And what we're going to do, we have just a few moments quiet now for us perhaps just to remember some of those things we would like God to forget about 2010. And then we're going to use these words to ask for his forgiveness and to praise him for the gift of forgiveness made possible by Jesus. A few moments' silence. Let's use those words to say sorry to our Father God. Heavenly Father, through Jesus, you made us your children. We're sorry for the times when we have not loved you as your children should. Heavenly Father, your Son gave up everything for us. We're sorry for the times we have not wanted to give up anything for him. Heavenly Father, you gave us your Spirit to help us live for you. We're sorry for the times when we have lived for ourselves. Heavenly Father, please forgive us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Together we say, Heavenly Father, thank you that because of the death and resurrection of your Son, you have forgiven us and given us new life as your children. Amen. And time for a final prayer. Let's pray. Father God, as we thank you for wonderfully providing the essential gift of forgiveness to us, we also want to pray that you would be our refuge and our strength in the year that lies ahead. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.